This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ticker symbol RGR had a good day today. Sturm Ruger, one of only two publicly traded gun makers, said this morning sales were up 50% last year, 50%. Most of the gain was before the school massacre in Connecticut in December, but the CEO did cite this morning what he called the, quote, current political environment about guns for part of that boom. So how long will that boom last? Here's Marketplace's David Gura from Washington.
Sturm Ruger's CEO Mike Pfeiffer told analysts today he wishes the Connecticut-based company had amassed a bigger inventory.
We would have sold all of it and then more, but we didn't. And so all we could sell was what we could make each week.
Pfeiffer says Sturm Ruger won't be able to build up that inventory for a while now, at least until demand slows down. By the end of last year, it had a backlog 1.5 million guns long. Rommel Dionisio is a firearms analyst with Wedbush Securities. He says that when it comes to growth, gun makers are very cautious.
One of the real hesitations on the part of firearms manufacturers to build capacity is the realization that the surge is simply not going to be that sustainable.
It's also hard for suppliers to keep up with new demand. Gun sales spiked when Bill Clinton was elected and when Barack Obama became president. Dionisio says that in both those cases, gun sales came to a halt 1 year later. By then, everyone had all the guns he wanted. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.